Pelka. U.S. President Joe Biden will ease foreign travel restrictions to enter the U.S. beginning in November. However, in order to enter the country, you must be fully vaccinated. White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients said they'll need to demonstrate proof of vaccination before boarding, as well as proof of negative COVID-19 test within 3 days of the flight. President Biden will also tighten testing rules for unvaccinated American citizens. They will need to be tested within a day before returning to the U.S., as well as after they arrive home. Pfizer says its COVID-19 vaccine works for children ages 5 to 11. The vaccine maker said Monday it plans to seek authorization for this group soon in the U.S., Britain, and Europe. This is considered a key step toward beginning vaccinations for young kids. The vaccine, made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech, is already available for anyone 12 and older. Conservative leader Aaron O'Toole in Canada cast his vote in his local district in Ontario alongside his wife Monday. O'Toole is in a tight race with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after he gambled on an early election in a bid to win a majority of seats in Parliament. The opposition has been relentless in accusing Prime Minister Trudeau of calling an unnecessary early vote during the pandemic, 2 years after the deadline, for his own personal ambition. The Liberal Party will likely win the most seats in Parliament, but still fail to get a majority, forcing it to rely on an opposition party to pass legislation. We continue to follow this story and others on voanews.com. This is VOA News. Countries are reacting to Russia's election Monday. The United States said laws against extremism in Russia prevented opposition parties from a fair shot in parliamentary elections. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said such laws severely restricted political pluralism and prevented the Russian people from exercising their civil and political rights. Britain also said Monday that the prevention of opposition politicians from running and intimidation of voters was not in accordance with Russia's international commitments to free and fair elections. Longtime Russian President Vladimir Putin's party claimed a decisive victory in the elections, while many politicians who support jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny were barred from running. Six people are dead and several injured after a gunman opened fire Monday at a university in Russia. That's according to officials. The Ministry said the suspect was detained after being wounded in an exchange of fire with police. There was no immediate information available on his identity or possible motive. During the attack, students and staff at Perm State University locked themselves in their rooms, and video posted on Russian news sites showed some students jumping out of second-story windows. Pressure is building on world leaders to increase their efforts to fight global warming. It's coming to a boil this week at the United Nations. UN officials are corralling 35 to 40 world leaders behind closed doors to coax them to do more. There's a deadline in just 6 weeks. That's the big international climate conference in Scotland, and UN officials say they worry it might fail. This comes after President Joe Biden delivered them the same message last week. This summer has seen a drumbeat of devastating wildfires, floods, and heat waves and hurricanes. Rwanda's Supreme Court ruled Monday that Paul Rusesabagina of Hotel Rwanda fame and a group of co-defendants are guilty of terrorism-related charges. He and 20 others were charged with 13 criminal offenses for their alleged connection to the National Forces of Liberation, or the FLN. That's a militia group that the Rwandan government accuses of terrorism. Rusesabagina was the subject of the movie Hotel Rwanda for his efforts to save people during the 1994 Rwandan genocide. He has denied all charges. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.